We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is back to school season, and the COVID rules seem to be different just about everywhere you look. Let's focus on Connecticut as we welcome in Governor Ned Lamont. Governor, good to talk with you.
Hey, Steve.
What are the rules for students in Connecticut? Will they be wearing masks in the fall? And what happens if they test positive or they're exposed to someone who tests positive?
So we sent out our guidance a couple of weeks ago. It's different than it was last year. Now, as opposed to last year, if you've been exposed to somebody who tested positive, you can stay in the classroom as long as you're not showing any symptoms. So as opposed to exposure, now it's based upon symptoms, which keeps our kids in the classroom.
In New Jersey today, Governor Murphy signed an order that drops a testing requirement for, among other things, unvaccinated teachers. What is the rule on that in Connecticut?
Same thing. We don't make it a requirement at this point since it's still emergency use authorization, but all of our teachers have been vaccinated and boosted, and most of the older kids, less so the younger ones.
Everybody, of course, talking about monkeypox these days. How is Connecticut dealing with monkeypox? Are cases spreading, and do you have the vaccine you need?
We are getting the vaccine we need. We have many, many fewer infections than New York. I think we've got about 59. You've got 100 times that amount. So unlike COVID, where when you sneezed, we all caught cold, this one's a little different at this point, but we've got the vaccines.
As you've been watching this play out, have the feds been a little slow on the draw, you think, in making monkeypox vaccines available where it's needed the most?
Look, hindsight is 20/20, so I appreciate that. But you would have thought we would have been better prepared to move quickly.
I want to ask you about congestion pricing in Manhattan, Governor. It looks like it will become a reality possibly by late next year. Are you concerned about the impact on Connecticut commuters who drive into New York City?
That will have an impact, but maybe there'll be a lot more people who want to take the train now, which I think is a positive impact for both Connecticut and New York. So I think we'll be fine on that.
Have there been any talks with Governor Hochul and the MTA about possible discounts or exemptions from Connecticut?
No, but we will have that conversation.
All right, Governor. Connecticut was one of the first states to suspend its gas tax when pump prices were skyrocketing. Of course, prices are now coming down. That gas tax holiday is due to expire later this year. Was it the right thing to do? Do you still stand by it?
Yeah, we do, Steve. We're the third state in the country to reduce our gas tax by 25 cents. You know, this goes back many months. The price of gasoline was really squeezing our drivers, and we do a lot of driving out here in Connecticut. So I think giving them a break made us have the lowest gas prices in New England, which is small comfort, but made life a little more affordable.
And I want to ask you about the child tax rebate that Connecticut recently offered parents. The deadline has now passed. As you look at it, how did it go?
We've got about 80-plus percent of our families who are eligible for the child tax rebate took advantage of it. So I think from that point of view, it's great. People get anywhere from $250 to $750, hopefully in time for your kids going back to school.
For those who may have missed the deadline, is it too late or are there possible exceptions around that deadline?
Right now, the deadline is the deadline, but we'll revisit it again when the legislature's in session next year.
All right. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, it's always good to talk with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.